Glide family. Welcome to Glide Memorial Church's Tiny Celebrations, the mini podcast highlighting the inspirational words and music from our Sunday celebration. We're extending the life of Sunday celebration for your Monday through Saturday enjoyment and upliftment. We hope these tiny celebrations will lift your spirit and your voice. Enjoy. Sing it now, yeah.
Hey, Glide family here and online. It's nice to be part of the Beta congregation. And as Marvin mentioned, we have people who are visiting for the first time who got to be part of the Beta congregation because Glide is a welcoming place. And Marvin said to them, I wish that you had been able to see this place when Cecil was in action. And I'm old enough and San Franciscan enough to be lucky enough to have had that experience with Glide before I was calm enough to sit down in a pew through a whole sermon, lovely as these are. It was hard to get me to sit still at that point. But I ended up in Janice's dance group that performed on the stage in the same way that we're used to the ensemble performing on the stage. So a lot of people say, oh, you know, when they first came, they sat in the balcony and then they moved forward slowly. When I first came, I started up here in a little leotard and tights, and then I moved to the front row. And when I was ready to have a church home, I knew from interacting with Janice where I wanted to be because of Glide's values and also because she talked about her history as being an incest survivor before people were as open about that kind of thing. And I wanted a place where I could be real, where I could come from a problematic family, where I could really come as I am. And Glide has been a lifeline to me over many years, and then particularly now during the pandemic. But I started leaning really hard into Glide again before the pandemic because I got diagnosed with breast cancer. And I was at a place in my life at the end of 2019 where I kind of wasn't really taking in connection with people. I was like, oh, people say they love me, but they're just nice. They're just polite, you know. I don't deserve the unconditional love. And when I got the breast cancer diagnosis, I had to lean in to Glide again. And there was a group called the Art and Empowerment Women's Group that Janice had started that we had met weekly for a number of years doing art, doing projects, and sharing each other's lives and caring deeply about each other. And now we're more of a yearly, quarterly hangout for dinner group until the pandemic. And one time Janice said to me something that I've also heard Cecil say. She said, I love you. And then she said, I mean it. And what is unusual for me is that even before she got to I mean it, I had run through to she means it. I know that this is real. She knows me as I am and she loves me. And Glide is come as you are. And that's going to be okay. Not that I don't drive people crazy some of the time. But then when I show up next week, I'm still held in embrace. And then recently in an email, Janice wrote to me, I love you fiercely. And I realized that's what Glide love is. Glide is the fierce love. Glide is the love that gets in the cracks when you don't really think that you are worthy of that love. Glide is the love that shows up for people. Glide is the love that is related to the foundation that feeds people, that vaccinates people, that tests people. And it, you know, it would be very hard for me to find another church home after this. And then when the pandemic started, I was actually supposed to be the witness on the first Sunday that we canceled because it was International Women's Day. And my connection to Clyde is so much through women. And at that point, I had had breast cancer surgery and I was looking forward to radiation treatment. And I'm a nurse and I was working at San Francisco General, which is kind of the epicenter of epidemic care and scariness. And Clyde did not skip a beat. There was no Sunday without Clyde. The Sunday that I didn't come here, I went online and instantly it was there. There was community. It's been my lifeline and my love line and my light line. And I am so grateful to Marvin, to Perry, to Mark, to Reggie, to Martin, to Pam. Pam's walking around with tissues like she used to before. And there have been many a time when I've been in tears in the pews and Pam has given me one and then maybe come back to give me a couple others. And today I felt like I didn't need a tissue, but seeing Pam walk by with the tissues actually right after she passed, I'm like, I kind of do need a tissue actually. So I want to thank you all, welcome you all. If you're new to Clyde, you all have made such a difference to me in so many times, and especially in this time. So my name is Sarah, and I am Clyde.
Thank you for letting us throw you this tiny celebration. If you want to hear more tiny celebrations or hear our full Sunday celebrations, follow us on Podomatic at GlideSF@Podomatic.com or wherever you listen to your podcast. My name is Marvin K. White, and I'm your minister of celebration. Ooh.